Late one evening, a farmer was on his way back from the market home, and he found that he had left his prayer book at home. He had been distressed that day, and things had happened in the market, and he hadn't been able to pray that day. So this is a prayer that he made. Lord, I have done something very foolish. I came away from home this morning without my prayer book, and my memory is such that I can't recite a single prayer without it. So this is what I'm going to do, Lord. I shall recite the alphabet 5 times very slowly to you, to whom all prayers are known. You can put the letters together to form the prayers that I don't remember. That night the Lord said, of all the prayers that I've heard this day, this is undoubtedly the best because it comes from a heart that was simple and sincere. Now that's a prayer that we all could pray, isn't it? Because it is true. Yet when Jesus was asked by his disciples, Lord, teach us to pray, he did give them this short prayer that we now call the Lord's Prayer, which is to be a model for us as we learn to pray and become better at praying. So today we will be mining very lightly into the second phrase, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That prayer, that second phrase is just like the alphabet prayer to me because it covers the entire spectrum of our life, from ourselves to the universe. So how do we pray this prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What are we asking God to do here? I think this prayer has both an active and a passive side. Actively, we're asking God to become a busybody in this world, get his hands dirty in every part of our lives. But it is also active in the sense that we are telling God, help us to be in sync with you, your will, in our lives, in our families, in our country, in the entire world, so that we could be in sync with you. Of course, there's also a passive side. We realize that we're asking God to come, thy kingdom come. So we're going to accept whatever comes. We are trusting that God will lead our world to be a place where there is justice, love, and change. A teacher asked a student, if I give you 2 rabbits and 2 rabbits, and 2 rabbits, how many rabbits will you have? Patty says, 7. Teacher said, no, listen carefully. I give you 2 rabbits and 2 more rabbits and 2 more on top of that. How many rabbits will you have? And Patty says, 7. Now let me try it this way. If I give you 2 apples and 2 apples and 2 apples, how many apples would you have? She said, 6. Right, so now if I give you 2 rabbits and 2 rabbits and 2 more rabbits. How many rabbits would you have? Patty said, 7. Teacher said, how did you do that? How can you get 7? And she said, I already got 1 rabbit at home. We often forget that we see the world and we think, it's me. I have to do it all. There are so many problems around the world, in my life and in everybody else's life, and of course our country, and we think, that's it. How can we do this? How can we face the world? And we forget that we have our rabbit at home. God is with us. We have our children who show us that there is a future. We have the gospel in us, God's forgiveness. We have a vision. We have the strength. We already possess something that the world doesn't have. Through us, God's kingdom is coming, and God's will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. when we pray this prayer, somehow it releases an energy that the world hasn't seen because it is living in each one of us. Five-year-old Johnny was in the kitchen as his mother was making supper. She asked him to go into the pantry to get a can of tomatoes. But he didn't want to go in alone. It's dark in there, Mom, and I'm afraid. She asked him again, and she persisted, and finally she said, "It's okay. Jesus will be with you in there." So Johnny walked hesitantly to the pantry, and he opened the door, and then he got an idea. He said, "Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me a can of tomato soup?" We expect God to be active, and we do. And we pray the Lord's Prayer, and we somehow think Jesus should be doing it all. God should be doing it. But we forget that it is sometimes God inviting us to be part of His will, His purpose in the world. When we pray on earth, we are saying God is in charge. Yes, ultimately, He will bring God's heaven on earth. But when we pray on earth, we are also saying our own lives, our families, our children, our schools, our work, our church, our whole world is the place where God is active. On earth, we are saying there is not a single place on this earth where God is not active, where God is not at work. Sometimes we pray this prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," except, and we have a whole list of things, don't we? Except when it comes to guns, except when it comes to politics, except when it comes to undocumented immigrants, except when it comes to, you name it, each one of us somehow think that this is out of God's arena. God shouldn't get involved in that. But when we pray on earth, we're saying God is already involved in that place. There's an epitaph taken from the Westminster Abbey. Some of you heard this yesterday at the men's group. An archbishop's tombstone has this written: "When I was young and free, and my imagination had no limits, I dreamt of changing the world. As I grew older and wiser, I discovered the world would not change. So I shortened my sights somewhat and decided to change only my country, but it too seemed immovable. As I grew into my twilight years, in one last desperate attempt, I settled for changing only family, those closest to me. But alas, they would have none of it. And now, as I lay down on my deathbed, I suddenly realize, if I had only changed myself first, then by example, I would have changed my family. From their inspiration and encouragement, I would have then have been able to better my country. And who knows? I may even have changed the world." This epitaph describes the content of our Lord's Prayer, that God is at work at every layer, every level of our life. I don't know where today you want God to be active. Maybe it is our own personal selves. We know sometimes changing ourselves is the hardest thing in the world. Much even harder than changing the world, isn't it? Oftentimes, some of us want to change the world, and God gives us the power to do that. As we begin to experience God in our prayers, may God lead us so that we may be able to pray the Lord's Prayer and invite God's Spirit to be active in us so that through us, not only can the world change, but through prayer, we can experience God's power for our lives. And as we change, we can see all those around us change. May God give us the sincerity and the simplicity of our hearts to pray the Lord's Prayer this Lent season. Amen.